Hello, my name's Neville Collard. I'm a Noongar buddy of the Whadjuk, Yuwat and the Balladong Noongar people. And I'm here to talk about the Currat, which is the red-tailed black cockatoo. This bird, he's a slightly different to the white-tailed black cockatoos in that he's smaller and that his sounds are totally different. The Currat is the bush bird. You find him in the forest. In most times where they've lived and nested all their life, they live to a ripe old age of towards 100 years. Their nesting places is used over and over by the same family in the bush. I know where some nesting places are in the Darling Ranges, but I won't tell any authorities because they don't take any notice. They don't care about the maintenance of the birds and looking after them. These birds, they're a Currat, and they get their name from their squawk, which is crack, crack, crack. Totally different than the white tail. Now we move on to the Carnaby's cockatoo or Bowden's cockatoo. They're both white-tailed black cockatoos, but the Carnaby is a bit lighter and a bit more speckly feathers than the Bowden's. These birds, when they call, they're going, "Wiak, wiak, wiak." So the Noongars named them the Wiak. But depending on which part of the Noongar country you come from and which your dialect is, it may sound a little bit different. Some say Nguyak, some say Malak, some say Ngolak. Very often you hear him calling out, "Nguyak, Nguyak." The Noongars look at him as the rain bird. He becomes very unsettled about 3 to 4 days prior to the rain, and they fly around the city now. And like I said, quite often I see bunches of them, big flocks of them flying around Fremantle. And now they've found extra food where instead of eating the Maori nuts, the honky nuts, they'll eat all around the top and around the base of the nut where it grows from the tree to get the juices of the eucalypt out of it. And you'll see lots of them on the ground with all the bases eaten out of them. They also now eat the seeds from the pine nuts. I've also seen them stripping the bark of a peppermint trees, and I'm not sure why, but I think it's maybe to get a feed of bardy grubs, the witcheries, and they'll strip the barks back. Now the story that I heard about the black and white cockatoo, now they got their colours, where they were going to a dance one night, and one bloke was, they were both white cockatoos, and on the way to the dance, they met some irate Aboriginal people from another group. And as they were trying to flee, because they were all done up in their colours and that, they were running away, and one of the angry Aboriginals chucked a spear at him, and he speared one of the cockatoos in the tail. And the rudd ran down and he stained his tails, feathers from white to red, and that's how come he's got his red tails. And the other story was that some Noongars believe that the red-tailed black cockatoo acquired its markings from Ngolok, the white-tailed, or Nguyak, as I call it. Some people say Ngolok, but Ngolok sounds a bit more like the teeth, because we call that Ngolok. Ngolok was trying to defend the Chitty Chitty, the Willy Wagtail, that was being attacked by a dingo. And that's how he come, he's got it, red feathers. But we're sitting down doing the story in Hollywood Reserve. In the mornings and evenings, you can see these both types of birds flying around this area. I believe that they must probably be winging from Shenton Reserve, because I've been in, there's a number of red tail and white tail nests in the big old Maori trees and the Jarrah trees there. They're regularly flying around, so if you were to go to Allen Park to Hollywood Park or to Shenton Reserve and take a walk through there, you'll see these beautiful birds.